Good morning, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website up there is an easy one to remember. It's weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 17th day of November, 2022. Folks, as we look at the weather pattern over the next 7 days, one thing that's going to be pretty common happens to be cloud cover. Now, today, looking at satellite imagery, we're likely to probably see the most sun that we'll see probably over the next 7 days today. We have another upper-level low-pressure storm system, much advertised, that'll cross South Texas, the coastal plains, late tomorrow night into Saturday, into early Saturday evening. It's going to take moisture and throw it up and over the cool air at the surface locally, so rain showers and light rain around the area possible. And again, that would begin even a few sprinkles, mainly south of Austin today and into tonight, but a better chance locally once we get to tomorrow night into Saturday and Saturday night. One thing I want to mention very briefly with all this is don't be surprised, and especially north of Austin, and especially late tomorrow into Friday night and Saturday, we may see a few ice pellets, what we call sleet in forecast terminology, but ice pellets and sleet and maybe a snowflake or two develop, because this precipitation, while it's going to turn colder late tomorrow night into Saturday, is coming from a very cold upper part of the atmosphere. Keep in mind our surface temperatures will be in the 40s for the most part, so it's not going to have any effect on the ground here. But just keep in mind that is something we may see in some areas by late tomorrow night and early Saturday across South Central Texas. You folks up northwest, San Saba, Lampasas, Fort Hood, Gatesville, those areas around Waco, that's a little more likely up there, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. Once that system passes, that upper air system passes, I expect maybe some breaks in the clouds first thing Sunday, but folks, it's not going to last very long, because it looks like yet another disturbance and a little bit of weak overrunning picks back up again once we get into Monday and Monday night and Tuesday and into Wednesday of next week. Clouds and at least a slim chance of rain across the area. There is some indication that a front will cross on Thanksgiving Day. Yesterday it looked more intense than it does today, but nevertheless, maybe a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm as that front comes through. That's beyond the seven-day forecast now. We'll see. I don't see the colder air that we've seen with these fronts over the last week or so. I don't think temperatures will go down that much with that front on Thanksgiving Day, but it's something we'll keep an eye on. I think we're aiming back for highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s once we get to Thanksgiving and beyond for South Central Texas. Last thing I will mention, this is something very important right now, is that over the next 7 days, we have upped the amount of rainfall for Austin to somewhere between about a half inch and about an inch. That would be the 7 day forecast total coming from the National Weather Service, the Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland. That one we'll keep our fingers crossed on. We need that rainfall across South Central Texas, especially as drought is very prevalent, especially to the south and west of the Austin area proper. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts. It's Thursday, the 17th day of November, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and my 7 day forecast. That's on the website. I'll do that again on Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.